Good evening and welcome to the Monocacy Church of the Brethren. We're glad that you're here this evening. I'm Pastor Tracy Weiser, and it's really our joy to have you here to help us to celebrate the 165th anniversary. So we praise God for this milestone. We know many of your forefathers labored hard and long in order to establish this place, and this church was dedicated on Christmas Day in 1853, and so this makes it 165 years of ministry here on the Ridge. And so we just want to give God the praise tonight and the glory for what he has done. And we pray that they would continue in the days ahead until Jesus returns. I just want to share a little poem that I had, and then I will have an opening prayer and get things going. This was written by a brother and pastor for his church, and I think it applies to Monocacy as well. And so I find these words interesting. And it's really kind of a dedication poem or prayer. Thank you, God, for loving me in spite of all of my sin and treating me like a son and claiming me as your kin. Thank you, God, for Monocacy Church of the Brethren, where I learned about the Bible as a lad. I remember my first Sunday school teacher and how she taught me to be good and not bad. Thank you, God, for the years. My, how things have changed. Even this little church has grown from what my boyhood days have known. Thank you, God, as we dedicate it, may this be the means to bring back those who have gone astray. Though our hearts, Lord, which your spirit grieves, and may the lost find Christ, I pray, let it be. Thank you, God, for the faithful brother, as many have gone on, and those our friends who gather here today, and for our eternal home above, as on Calvary Jesus had to pay. Thank you, God, for hearing me and for your loving, tender loving care, and for these church doors for folks who come from everywhere. Thank you, God, for this opportunity, a very small labor of love. And as for me, I dedicate my life for your service of love. Thank you, God, is the best that I can say. Thank you for this church and all my friends here today. So we praise God for this evening, and we're grateful for your presence. Would you pray with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise this evening. Thank you for a chance to come together on the Lord's Day, this special day, this first Sunday of Advent. As we gather here to remember your first coming, we also, with hope, celebrate and look forward to your second coming. And as we celebrate this anniversary tonight, Lord, I just pray that all is said and done would be for your honor and for your glory. It's in the name of Jesus we want to lift up, and we thank you for what he's done for us on the cross. And so, Lord, we just pray you would continue to bless each family represented in this congregation and this community. Lord, would you make this a joyful season as we celebrate together with our loved ones Christmas. And we also, Lord, look forward to the new year. And so I pray that it be bright and full of hope and one of peace as well. And so, Lord, bless this evening. Bless us all, it's said, and for your honor, we pray in his name. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen.
Glad to be here. I'm glad you guys invited me back up for this special occasion. A song I'm going to do is a Christmas song. It's called When the Angels Cried. Angels from up above. They fill their hearts with joy to see the knowing of His destiny and tears of love. And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound. And the
actually, I'm going to do a song that I wrote for this occasion. This is called "This Church Still Stands." Now I got to remember how to start it. I ain't gotten it wrong. Sorry, folks. Listen, this happens to be periodical. Can I take a little time here and get someone? Huh? Or someone else want to do something before I go back here and remember the tune? Hey, there you go. I'm actually going to go back here, so I'm not listening to your song.
I didn't look at the program. I thought I had to do another one later on in the program. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
He's more talented than me. He can play and sing. I can just sing.
That's right. We all got
this church has been telling this story for 165 years, so this song is I Tell the Story. I love to tell the story of unseen things. Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. I love to tell the story because I know it is true. It satisfies my longing as nothing I love to tell the story will be my fame and glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best. Seems hungering and thirsty to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing a new song, it will be the old story that I
country church that sits up on a ridge, established in 1853. Place of down-home people and simple faith, and they still honor its history. You won't see anything fancy when you pass through the doors. The folks there, they like it that way. God furnishes the hearts of those that walk its floors, and that's all you need to kneel and pray. What has gone before and what will be has been placed in the good Lord's hand. And though the years may fade away, this church firm foundation to stand the test of time. Storms can rage with each tick of the clock. This church is like the man that Scripture says was wise, for it's built on Jesus Christ, the solid rock. What has gone before and what will be has been placed in the good Lord's hand. And all the years may fade away, this church still stands. As I think back and memories flow of children's programs, Sunday school, and love you, singing the old hymn, whiter than snow, while a loved one was baptized in a creed. What has gone before and what will be has been placed in the good Lord's hand. And though the year may fade away, this church still stands. What has gone may fade away, this church still stands.
Oh, I would love to do that. Oh.
Okay. All right. Go back over here. All right. This song I'm doing is actually a request for a dear friend of mine. Wanted me to do it in honor of his mother that he lost about a year ago. I'm not even going to stand up here and pretend that this song does not pull at my heartstrings. So if I just start doing the ugly cry, just give me a couple seconds and let me get back on track.
Just jealous of the angels around the cross. I'm just jealous of the angels around the throne
Amen. We certainly do want to greet you, each one, tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Now, you look on your program, it says speaker, and I'm not going to do very much speaking tonight, but I do want to make a few comments. I'm thankful tonight for the opportunity, for the invitation for Katie and I to come tonight and share together in this milestone in the life of this congregation. 165 years is a long time. Ronnie sang tonight about this, the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. And it is an old story. It's a story, lots of things change in life. But the story, the message of Jesus Christ and the cross and his birth. And we have a lot of celebration here tonight with the lights and some of the songs. Talk about Christ coming into the world. I'm thankful tonight that that message has never changed. The brethren and sisters 165 years ago told that same story of the birth of Jesus, his dying on the cross and raising again, and the hope that we have tonight that because Jesus lives, we can live also. Think about an old story. I was thinking about sitting back here. The prophet Jeremiah talked about the old paths. In Jeremiah 6:16, he says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." But the sad thing is, it continues on there. Those people said, "We're not going to walk in them. We're not going to walk in those ways." I believe tonight we need to get back as a nation and as a church. We need to get back to the old paths, the old message, the old gospel message. That is the same. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. A lot of things in this old world are changing. Many not for the better. And I don't know if any of us would want to go back to live 165 years ago. Those people had it tough. They didn't have the ease of things in the home and working and all those things that we enjoy today. But the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ still is the same. The same God. There's not too much. I remember an old brother years ago stood behind the pulpit or the podium, and he said things were wobbly and his legs shook. And that was a long time ago. And they're still wobbly today. There's not much that's sure, but the foundation of God stands sure. And I'm thankful tonight that we're still on that foundation, at least some of us are, on the rock of ages, the rock, the firm, the sure foundation. The Word of God has not changed. It is the same. Though heaven and earth passes away, His Word will not, will never pass away. It's forever settled in heaven. So let's continue to sound forth the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Katie, come up here. We're going to sing a couple of songs tonight for you. We've been asked to sing. I know the folk here enjoy good singing, and I'm not sure that our singing is so good, but we're going to sing a couple of songs.
Brother, Psalm 100.
Psalm 100.
Can
you make it, dear? We're going to sing a couple of songs about the church. This may not be brethren style. Some of these songs that we sing are songs that picture the old country church, the Brush Arbor kind of meetings and so on. But this song's entitled "The Old Country Church." You listen to the words. See it?
Oh, I'd like to go back to that old country church and to hear the songs of praise, songs of praise. How the people would sing, it would make the heavens ring at that old, of that old country church. The beautiful river. gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Oh, I'll never forget at that old country church how the glory of the Lord came down. It came down, and the children would smile as they shouted down the aisle of that old country church. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore, by and by. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Sunday to see all their friends so dear to me at that old country church. When it came time for prayer, everybody would be there at that old country church.
Songs, as I said, they're not maybe brethren like we're used to. When you talk about shouting down the aisle, and I remember years ago, whenever our family did some singing, we sang in a Pentecostal church, and sang in a couple Pentecostal churches, different ones. But when people would get to shouting a little bit, and everybody got to praying at the same time, and things got to happening for our children, it got a little bit amusing, a little bit funny, and but there are churches still today that shout and sing, and hey, that's all right. I'm not going to find fault with that. Huh? I think we brethren maybe need a little of that once in a while. You listen to the words of this song. It talks about the old tear-stained altar. Now, our churches don't have many of them have altars in today. But I get in churches once in a while that have an altar, and they have an altar call, and church would do good, I believe, to get back to that. You listen to the words of this song, The Old Tear-Stained Altar.
I remember Mom and Dad, how they always used to go with the friends and loved ones that I used to know. Up in prayer till Jesus had his way. Oh, that old tear-stained altar where friends knelt to pray. That old tear-stained altar where sins were washed away. In that old country church, when I was but a lad. That's where I learned the good way from the bad. It was just a country church. The people there were few. They were all old-fashioned, but the hearts were good and true. Like the churches have today, but heaven really smiled on them when they knelt down to pray. Oh, that old tear-stained altar where friends knelt to pray, that old tear-stained altar where sins were washed away, in that old country church. I was but a lad. That's where I learned the good way from the bad. Oh, that old tear-stained altar where friends knelt to pray, that old tear-stained altar where sins were washed away, in that old country church when I was but a
memories of Rocky Ridge probably goes back 45 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that. We were down here for revival when Brother Ralph Schilt was here. And one of the memories I have, it wasn't then, it was later in the 80s, when we were eating lunch one day at Pat and Frankie's place, and a lot of noise outside. Things began to happen, and one of the children jumped up from the table. We were there for lunch and said, "The president's coming." And so we all got excited a little bit, and that lot across the road from them down there, I believe it's developed now, but at that time it was a field where they landed the helicopters. They said, "He'll be coming in the second one," they said, the second helicopter, and after a bit more noise. And so we at least watched the president, Reagan. Nancy and Ronald Reagan. That was kind of an experience we had here in Rocky Ridge. Lord bless you. We're good. Good to be a part of your service today. Amen.
This month, the Minoxidil Church of the Brethren will be celebrating 165 years old. I'm going to give you just a small synopsis of the history of the church. It doesn't include everything. On August 20th, 1837, Daniel P. Sale was baptized in the Beaver Dam Church. On September 30th, 1840, he was elected to the ministry in the Beaver Dam Church, and on May 7th, 1850, he was ordained as an elder. In 1853, an annual meeting was held at the Beaver Dam Church. At the close of that meeting, with all matters attended to, it was noted that the church treasury had a surplus of $100. This matter was disposed of in the most expeditious manner, for the assembly agreed to use this money toward erecting a new church at Rocky Ridge. The new church at Rocky Ridge was built in 1853, dedicated on Christmas Day. The dedicatory sermon was preached by Elder Daniel P. Sailor. On December 3rd of 1855, in the Monocacy Church was organized from the Beaver Dam congregation with Elder D.P. Sailor in charge and Daniel Boyer as a helper minister. In 1856, the church building was extended 25 feet to the west with the new part containing the basement. And I think the original part was right back there where that doorway is. And then the new part was added going back to the wall there. We didn't have a basement on this side yet because we hadn't had the new part built yet. So it was just the old basement part then. On August 3rd, 1856, Peter Fogle became the first recorded baptism in the new congregation. After this, an average of about one new member each month for the next few years, then increasing to a total of 160 members in the first 10 years. On April 23rd, 1861, the church voted to organize a Sunday school to be held in the new part. Well, actually, I can remember Sunday school, and it was in this corner here was the older men. Over here on this side here was the older women. And then in that section toward the back to the doorway, about halfway back to the doorway, was the young marrieds class. It was taught by Anna Waybright. So it was quite a few. And then Miss Jones, she held her class after the new part was on. Behind that section back there, it had a petition up. And same way on here, there's another Sunday school room on here. And then Dandy Renner's class was in that, where the office building is now. And there was even a Sunday school held there where the coat and the mailboxes are. So, sermons by Elder D.P. Sale on the subject of triune immersion baptism in the Union Stone Church in Thurmont, now Wellers, caused serious objections by the United Brethren. The Brethren decided to acquire the old log house located about a half block south from the Union Church on the west side of Altamont Avenue, where meetings began on June 1, 1883. In 1898, the Montgomery congregation, including the home church at Rocky Ridge, church homes in Thurmont, Detour, Fountaindale, Mountaindale, and the leased school house at Oak Hill and on the preaching and a preaching point at Deerfield. And in 1921, the Monoxy congregation was divided, with Thurmont, Fountaindale, Mountaindale becoming part of the Thurmont congregation. The Monoxy congregation at that point had about 198 members. Few changes have been made since back then. We've had the new Sunday school section back here, and we've added some air conditioning. So, but I have some pictures I'd like to show you, and I'm going to need some help in identifying some of the people in the picture. Some of your folks will know who they are, so let me do that. This is a picture of the early church, and I think, I don't know if this, the new section was added on there or not, or the back section or not there, I'm not sure. So anybody that knows, help me out. This was the 100th anniversary we had here. It was on October the 11th in 1953, and it was an all-day event. We had a morning, program, we had an afternoon program, and we had an evening program. So it was an all-day event, and I mean, the church was packed. This was the organization committee of that. Well, we called it a homecoming. They were welcoming homecomers for the 100th anniversary. Pictured on the far left, going left to right, are Rhoda Shield Green, John Fogle, D.S. Waybright, Martha Fogle Dayhoff, Steiner Whitmore, James Renner, Denda Renner, Ruth Waybright Stalker, Clarence Putman, and Sam Waybright. We had lots of flowers then, too. This is a picture of that day with everybody outside. There's Nancy Byers, Andrew Anders. That's my picture. That's my sister, Joyce, there. And, yeah, anybody recognize anybody? And then this was inside. Now, I don't know if these people were had a part in the program or just what, but there's a lot of people in there. I remember this is Grayson Hooper. That was Irma's first husband. My Uncle Johnny, my sister Joyce,
But it was packed that day. Now, this is the only thing I have for our 125th anniversary, and it's just a program of that day. I don't have any pictures or anything. But if anybody has any pictures, let me know, and I'll include those. We'll put those in the gallery out there on the website. Okay, this is our 150th anniversary, and we welcome back the people that sang that day, you know, to come back and be in the choir. And this is Donna Ritchie. She was doing, had a part in it, I'm not sure what. Barnett Katie Myers. And that's the choir. This is the Rice family. My Aunt Irma, Pauline, my sister Joyce, my cousin Wayne, my Aunt Ollie, my sister Irene, me, Gerald and Lois, my cousin Gerald and Lois, and this was Ernest and his wife Phyllis. And this is lunchtime. We had lunch that day. Remember this guy here? And I think this might have been Don Stein speaking that day. There in the lunch line. These were the ministers that participated that day. Garnet Myers, and I think this is Dan Lehigh. Don Stein, I'm not sure who that is. Does anybody know who that is?
Red Miller, I believe. Red Miller. Looks like green.
And Jeff Waller. And this is choir singing. This is the cake we had. And this article, I got these from Russell and Sydney Moser. They gave me these. This is an article. It was in the Baltimore Sun, I think. It was about our love feast. And does anybody know this lady here? The older people? Mrs. Putman, okay. And pictures here. I think this is my grandmother, Esty Rice.
Yes, it is.
And Ruth Myers. And Neoma Rice. And this is her name Neoma too?
Yes.
Yeah. And then this lady here. Mrs. Putman. That's Mrs. Putman too. Okay. And then this where they cooked meat downstairs. And then I think they were serving lamb. They used to serve lamb. Do you know when they started serving beef here for our love feast? Okay. I'm not sure when, but I remember my parents talking about that they used to serve lamb. And there's some more pictures of the feet washing. This didn't turn out so, but look at the crowd that we used to have. I wish I got a better picture of that, but that's the way it stand in. And they're filling the buckets basement. And then this is the entire article that was in that paper that day with all the pictures. And this was Dendy Renner's Christmas program. Does anybody remember who they are? There's Wayne. And I think this is Francis back here, but I'm not sure who the others are. This girl here, I think, is Beth Stein. I'm not sure who the other ones are, but let me tell you, Dendy Renner, she was really good with the kids. When you got a part, she expected you to know it. But she was stern, but she was very nice. I mean, she wasn't a mean person. I mean, but she did very well with the kids. And does anybody know who these are? That's Adrian. Yeah, I think this is an Easter program.
Yeah.
And then these two are Sydney and Russell's grandchildren. Lacey. Does anybody know who this little boy is?
That's Stevie.
Is that Stevie? Okay. That's his mom back there.
Yeah,
and then it's dedication. Now, tell me if I have these names right. Okay, we have Toby and Carrie and Eiler with Cody. Is that Cody? And then we have Judy Boone and her husband with Jacob. Let me know if I have this wrong. And then we have Karen and Joey Andrew with Cameron. And then we have Tammy and Kevin. Yeah, it was Connor and Morgan. Okay. I have a little trouble seeing here. And this is the baptisms. I'm not sure. Where was this at?
That was back down the road.
This looks like
our road.
Fresh Hour Road.
Fresh Hour Road. Okay. And same way. I think it probably was the same day. And this is Judy. This is Judy Boone. I wish I could have got her a better picture of it, but that's the way it's scanned in. Ralph Shield was baptizing her that day. And we're back to the very start. That's all I have. If anybody has any more pictures they'd like to add, please let me know. And I'll add them to our slideshow, and you can go out on our website, and I'll give you the address where you can pull up the slideshow where you can look at the pictures if you like. So I'll put it in the next bulletin. And that's the newsletter. Okay, so that's all I have.
Thank you.
Nice to have a tech guy. Thank you for inviting us here. Happy anniversary from Billy and I. We're glad to be here. It's in a wonderful crowd, and wonderful music, and a wonderful program. First song I'm going to do is called Beautiful Star of Bethlehem.
Star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, guiding the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem, shine on, oh beautiful star of Bethlehem. Shine upon us until the glory dawn. Give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won, Jesus is now the star divine. Brighter and brighter he will shine. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory way into the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Thank you. My husband will tell you that I do not like Christmas. I just don't. I don't like Christmas. And the reason I don't is not because of the story of Jesus. It's because of all the hustle and bustle and all the rush and all this and all everything going on and everything has to be done now. That's what I don't like about Christmas. But the exciting part of Christmas, as you know, it's the beginning of our salvation, because if Jesus wasn't born, we wouldn't have our salvation today. So the next song I'm going to sing is about Jesus. Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. He was heralded by the angels, born in a lowly manger. The Virgin Mary was his mother, and Joseph was his earthly father. Three wise men came from afar. They were guided by the shining star to see King Jesus where he lay, in a manger filled with hay. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King. Jesus, Jesus, oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus, Jesus, so lowly, meek and mild. New life, new hope, new joy he brings. Won't you listen to the angels sing? Glory, glory, glory to the newborn King.
Okay, this is a little, my songs are a little bit different genre than what's been going on. Just giving y'all a heads up. Oops, hold on. Hold that thought. Yeah, got a Bluetooth, got a sync. There it went. I heard it.
Truly blessed by all the great music, and I'm sure somewhere it's put a smile on the Lord's face. And I like this song, simply titled, Mary, Did You Know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you'll deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Mary, did you know that your baby boy was Lord of all creation? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know?
Well, if you noticed in the bulletin, they have me down for remarks, so I just want to calm your fears. I'm not here to preach. We have had a wonderful evening together. We're glad for your presence here tonight. And so I just want to take a moment to say on behalf of the congregation, we're just thrilled to death with the way everything has come together. And I really appreciate everyone who has pitched in and done so much. Our ladies' aid in preparing for the meal. We had the little ornaments here. Nancy Anders wrote all of those out for us before she left for Florida. And just so many different people have pitched in, and you all tonight have sang beautifully. And it's just been a blessing. And even though they're all great, Rick, we got to get those words. we got to get those words down. So maybe in the website or somewhere in the bulletin or newsletter or somewhere. That is a wonderful dedication and sacrifice, so thank you so much. Really appreciated that. Also, I want to invite you back next Sunday evening. We have something going on each Sunday night as we head towards Christmas, and so next week is our children's program, so come on out and support our kids as we share together in Christmas and celebrating that. And also just want to end by saying Merry Christmas. I want to close with this. It is a hymn. I'm not going to try to sing it. And it is written by Alexander Mack Jr. And he lived from 1713 to 1803. And he was the son of the founder of the Church of the Brethren. If you know your Brethren history. And Alexander Mack wrote this out. It was a praise and a prayer. And it was translated by Garber in 1903. And put to music. And so these are the words from one of the early founders of our church. And I offer this as our prayer for tonight. Bless, O Lord, this church of thine, which thou with thy blood didst buy. Fill us with thy grace divine. 'Twas for us that thou didst die. Thou hast chosen us to be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Lift, O Lord, thy gracious face. Give us of thy holy peace. May the light of thy sweet grace in our midst, Lord, never cease. Lead thy lambs, we humbly pray, in and out day after day. Jesus Christ, God's only Son, praise and honor be to thee. Thou, the great enthroned one, round whom the throne of angels be. many thousand watchers there lift up joyful praise and prayer. Amen. On behalf of the congregation, Merry Christmas. We're going to ask you to stand. We're going to have a close.